talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt to the third caller today. A free T-shirt. Designer T-shirt designed by Crute himself. Where to start? I'll tell you where we're going to start. The guy who bugs me a great deal is Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, appointed by a board of governors, all appointed, I shouldn't say all appointed, majority appointed by Donald Trump. And DeJoy was his apparatchik, his plumber who got in there, destroyed over 700 sorting machines, mail sorting machines, tried to get rid of unemployment compensation. The mail slowed up. The purpose was to deter people from mailing ballots. Trump boasted about that back in August. He said that he is starving, as he said, quote, starving the post office to stop absentee voting by mail. Louis DeJoy testified in front of Congress. And if you took a look at his testimony, he was truculent. He was insolent. He was a little worm, a little apparatchik. Said it'll be hard to get rid of him. As hard as they might try, they won't get rid of him. Yesterday, in response, and this came up on a call into the show, yesterday, in response, Joe Biden has appointed three new directors of the post office. There are four vacancies. He's appointed three. And when those three are confirmed, Democrats will have a majority of the post office board, and they will fire the little worm, Louis DeJoy. Now, who are they? Well, one of them is a former deputy director of the post office, the deputy postmaster of the post office. Very, very good guy, solid guy. And what he did was, when DeJoy got in and he realized that Trump was just devastating the post office to stop absentee voting, there was nothing he could do. He resigned to make a point of it. But now he will be there. And I would say that DeJoy has as much chance as a gazelle by itself at midnight at a waterhole with lions around him. He is toast. This guy's going to get in and he's going to be great. Second one was a former general counsel for the Postal Worker Union. former general counsel of the Postal Worker Union. The third was director of elections in Denver, the CEO of a national vote at home group that specifically advocates using the mail to vote by mail. These three are going to get on there. Right now, you have Trumpites, mostly Trumpites. You have four vacancies, actually. And the idea is, let's get rid of Louis DeJoy. Let us get rid of Louis DeJoy, because he not only insolent, he sat there baiting congressmen saying, you can't fire me, but he not only got rid of mail sorting machines, he not only tried to get rid of unemployment compensation until they went to court. And you may have seen back in the fall, there were postal workers delivering mail at 9 o'clock at night. The reason they were doing it, they were getting overtime, but also so much mail had built up because of the destruction of the mail sorting machines that if they hadn't done that, you'd still be getting mail from September. As it is, some of you are getting mail from December. And some of them were ballots. But some of them were pharmaceuticals, some of them were paychecks, and some of them a lot of other things. Well, what DeJoy is doing right now is he has now announced that he's going to phase out first-class mail. Now, he can't do it entirely by himself, but insolent, out he comes with it, so that this would be a carrier of third-class mail, of brochures. This would be a carrier of third-class mail, brochures. And who would benefit? Would be FedEx and UPS, because then you'd have to go to them if you had something that you really wanted to get there quick. And they say, oh, we'll do it reasonably, only for $9.99 or $8.79 instead of a stamp. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Someone raised the question, is DeJoy going to get equity in FedEx and UPS? Or is he going to get a consulting agreement? I'll tell you what Biden has got to do. Now, first of all, he's got to get Merrick Garland confirmed as Attorney General. Merrick Garland has continued to pick up support from Republicans, moderate Republicans. There are some Republicans who will vote against any nominee of Biden, the Josh Hawleys of Missouri, the Cruises and all that. But I think that Garland will get confirmed about 75-25, maybe a little better than that. When he gets in there, he has got to have a grand jury convened to investigate the post office, Louis DeJoy, and Donald Trump. Because when a president says in August, in public, this is in public, that he is, quote, starving the post office to slow down absentee voting, that is a felony. How many felonies does a guy have to commit in public with no consequence? I'm saying as a lawyer now, how many? When he said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, he should have been prosecuted for threatening assassination to a presidential candidate. He was not. He said he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. He's boasting about this kind of stuff. And now this is maybe trivial, maybe not. I don't think it's trivial. Now he's saying what? In August, he goes, I am starving, his word, the post office, to slow down and stop absentee voting by mail. And then his worm, his apparatchik, Louis DeJoy, immediately gets rid of more than 700 mail sorting machines that sort more than 30,000 pieces of mail an hour. Multiply 30,000 times 700, and that's how many pieces of mail would have gotten sorted in 1 hour. And he got rid of them. Now, you would normally think then that he'd at least sell them. There are a lot of private mail services that target fundraising mail, that kind of thing. Maybe they make a lowball offer and get themselves a machine. No, he destroyed them. He destroyed these assets. He destroyed these assets so that if a judge ordered him to put them back online, he could shrug and say, Judge, they're destroyed. So sorry. So sorry. Do you see what's happening? Do you see what's happening? This can only be remedied if somebody goes to prison, in my view. If you find them, it's not going to do any good. The fine will ultimately be picked up by a donor. They're making a lot of money. They wanted to stay in power. And somebody, a sheriff, has to come into town. Sheriff, you need a Bobby Kennedy, actually, is what you need. A sheriff come into town with a big iron on his hip, and take care of business, clean out the town. Merrick Garland, the new attorney general, I'm sure he's going to be confirmed. He's a qualified guy, a very good guy, good instincts, very gentle demeanor. Now, that may conceal a spine of steel. I hope that conceals a spine of steel. And at some point, you don't want to litter the landscape with grand juries looking at the same people, but you could. We've got to triage them. And one of the triages has got to be the post office and Louis DeJoy. And in front of Congress, they would say to him, they'd ask him any question. He was insolent. He snapped back and it says, you can't get rid of me. I'm appointed by the governors. This is not a political appointment. I did this. And he lied that basically what he had done was in good faith. It was not in good faith. If he goes in front of a grand jury with an experienced prosecutor, it's a lot different. If he shoots his mouth off, if he refuses to answer, they'll go in front of a judge and say, put him in jail till he answers. There are people who are in jail right now for months, many months, because they wouldn't answer questions of a grand jury. If they can take the Fifth Amendment, then they don't have to answer, but they don't want to do that normally because it makes them look guilty because they are guilty. So they usually say, I'm not going to answer. Even good reporters won't tell who a source is and they go to jail. I don't agree with that, by the way. I represented reporters in my practice, and reporters should not go to jail for protecting the source. But Louis DeJoy, this is not a First Amendment thing with reporters. This is Louis DeJoy being insolent, sneaky, furtive, and in furtherance of Trump's scheme. And what a prosecutor would say to him, did you talk to Donald Trump about cutting down the, destroying those mail sorting machines? And he'll give an insolent answer. He will go to jail till he answers. And then if he lies, it's obstruction. He says, no, I didn't talk to Trump. Did you talk to his chief of staff? Did you talk to anybody in the White House? Who did you talk to before you did that? Who did you talk to before you did that? And he finally says, well, the Republican governors of the post office, you then get them in and you get to the bottom of this thing. But there's no insolence. In Congress, theoretically, they could have gotten him for contempt of Congress. But that's a political thing. And then he'd treat it as a badge of honor. If he does it to a federal judge and a federal prosecutor, there's no badge of honor. His badge of honor is going to be an orange jumpsuit. And that's what you need to do. You cannot continue to let these guys run roughshod over our democracy. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.